Literally start immediately. A wee moment. I can start immediately. A wee moment. How you like that, dude?
We on, baby.
But yeah, my black son's gonna be sick, dude. It's gonna be so funny, dude. It's that I've really thought about strategies for how like to navigate that, and that's gonna be a tough one.
What, having a black son?
Yeah.
You better hope this podcast gets erased from the internet. You've never been racist.
Fuck him. I'd be like, well, dude, that, I won't mean.
You better hope you don't have an
I
Asian.
I won't deal with fucking.
You better hope you don't slip into some sort of Asian son somehow.
He might come out Asian. Oh. He could come out Asian.
You do have all that MSG in you.
I'm saying if I keep eating his MSGs, he might have an Asian son.
He might have an Asian son.
That would be funny if I had like a really good relationship with my black son. He listened to this podcast and was like, fuck Uncle Shane, dude. I never want to see him ever again. Fuck him.
Do you think when Asian babies come out of the womb, they cry like, oh.
I never heard an Asian baby.
Yes.
You're back.
Yes.
I never heard an Asian baby cry.
They don't cry.
We should go get one.
They are very honorable.
We should go adopt one.
Get an Asian baby?
Just hear it cry and be like, all right, we're done. Thanks.
Take him back.
Back.
Send him back to the Curry. Yeah, that's...
Send him back down the Nile, dude, and be like, fucking,
put him
you
in
go.
A basket. Oh.
Send him back there with a game. We should adopt a North Korean... Old, do they...
No.
North Korean babies?
No, they're not exporting shit. Except fucking intercontinental ballistic missiles, dude.
We should send a baby up... There has to be a prominent river that connects...
Susquehanna.
No. Susquehanna going down to Korea.
We could send him down to the Chesapeake Bay, dude. There, oh, a very Chesapeake.
There has to be a river that connects North and South Korea, and we got to put a baby in a basket with like a Generation 1 Game Boy and send him up there, dude.
I know.
A little fucking Korean Moses.
We do need to airdrop a bunch of fucking Pokemon cards.
We got
to... Instead of like propaganda leaflets...
But we got to start slow, dude. We can't blast them out of the water with like 3D fucking porn.
No, just start with like little cartoon pictures.
Yep.
And
pogs,
then
drop
slowly,
some pogs down on them.
Pogs, it's raining.
Usher
pogs,
them into
dude.
Technology.
And then if we dropped Pokemon cards in North Korea,
look out.
Full fledged rebellion.
They probably have like, if you're in North Korea, you probably have like six fucking Ghastlies and Charizard just in like a blood-soaked cloth, and you're like, I'll take this.
Yeah, while you're dying, before you give it to your son. Shove a Charizard up your ass while you're in a prison camp. And be like, I'll give this Charizard to my boy.
Please, I'll give my son my Tamagotchis. Hurry up, he needs to be fed. If we start raining Tamagotchis on North Korea, it's over.
For sure.
If the
that'd
CIA,
be the end of his rule.
Dude, that'd be sick to be in the CIA and be like, check this out, kid. And they're like, oh, the shit. Oh, wow. Oh, that thing will need me.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
It'd be over.
That's all they need to do is hit him with tech.
North Korea?
Yeah, hit him with some blue jeans, dude. That's all they need. They did it to Russia. They hit Russia with some fucking Levi's, dude.
Yep.
And they were like, fuck.
Hit him with some fucking
that wall
punk,
came right down,
punk
dude.
Music, rock and roll, and fucking dungarees, dude. And they were like, why the fuck are we talking about communism, dude?
Yep.
We need some dungies.
They just fucking... They were leaning. They had their dungarees on. They leaned so hard with one foot against that wall, it just fell down.
Exactly.
That's how the Berlin Wall came down. Is that Berlin?
Exactly.
That's in Germany.
They were all fucking... Yeah.
That's
but
in
that was still
same
Soviet.
Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so that... What was that wall doing? Separating...
East and West Berlin. After World War II, we controlled West Berlin. The Allies
Wait,
controlled...
Wait, Soviets controlled Germany for a while?
Yeah, Berlin was split...
What?
Western... And Eastern. And the Soviets controlled the East and the Allies controlled the West.
Huh.
So, like, it was kind of a North Korea thing where people were escaping over the wall and shit.
Damn. I heard recently, someone told me, some Irish guy told me a weird random tip that you can buy, like, real estate for dirt cheap in some part of Berlin, East or West. So, any hot investors out there,
yeah,
get yourself to Berlin.
And also, get ready for North Korea to open up once we get those Tamagotchis flying.
You're going to touch down on North Korea and it's going to be a bunch of dudes dressed like Bruce Springsteen playing like fucking Game Boy and being like, oh, that was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong, dude.
The boss is the number one of Kim, music.
You storm Kim Jong's mansion, he's just like throwing fireballs at you like Bowser. Someone's got to jump on him.
What do you think he's doing, dude?
Right now?
He's probably fucking... His life is probably just hilarious.
He probably just watches Ballers and is like, oh, this week we have to do. And he just does what The Rock does.
His life must be so funny. If you could just film him for one day.
Dude, I'm telling you.
And just the mandates he must put... Like, I saw one thing where they all have to have his haircut now. I don't know how true that is. It was on, like, fucking Good Morning America. But...
I could see that.
Wait, it was like mandated that his haircut was called like the Chinese smuggler. Like where the sides are shaved. Yeah, it's called the Chinese smuggler.
He has like the Chinese Macklemore.
Yeah, he's the man.
And he made everyone get his haircut.
And I think it's mandatory now that men have it. People get arrested. Like, remember when Kim Jong-il died?
Uh-huh.
Their fucking, like, funeral processions were, like, everybody was sobbing. Like, like black ladies at a funeral. Like, that's how they were sobbing.
They were up on 10.
Like, everybody was, like, the mom when she, like, jumps on the casket.
Uncontrollable.
Like, people were carrying them out.
Well, if you weren't, you probably got fucked
exactly. up. So, people would get in trouble for not being sad enough. So, everybody was faking as hard as they could to be sad.
Fuck.
You also get in trouble for not applauding enough. So, like, at those parades and shit, dude, those parades are lit. Everyone's just on 11, going as hard as they can.
And I guess on some weird, perverse level, it's probably a lot of fun.
Yeah, so but it's fun
after
shit.
A while, they're like, yeah, I am having fun. This guy fucking rules.
Yeah.
This is great.
Well, also, it's like a thing in, like, Nazi Germany where they did the same thing, like, the same, like, government-mandated enthusiasm. Basically, like, if you started to dissent against the party, they would arrest you. So, like, every single person you're with is like, dude, North Korea is the best. This is awesome. So, like, everyone around you is saying that. Even if they all are thinking, like, this sucks. But you're saying, like, if you and me were in North Korea right now, we'd be like, oh, Kim Jong is so cool. I'm so happy to have a new cool haircut.
So if this was our podcast right now, I got one today. It's a very good.
Oh, today a very funny joke happened. Very funny. American pigs.
A Chinese military too fat and racist.
Kim Jong said.
Dude, imagine if Kim Jong was listening, dude.
He's the best, dude.
He would be, his life, I can't even fathom what the fuck he does.
He's,
I mean, it's just like the hot, you know, he definitely has, there's part of his thing, and I'm spitballing again, dude, but I'd be willing to bet he has a secret police that go around and find the hottest chicks.
Oh,
and they just come right
to, have to find them,
they
dude.
Come right to the
his
fucking.
His level of pussy getting, he's exceeded pussy. He's on something. He's a child.
He just rapes men.
He's raping anything he wants. He's raping dogs. He's raping whatever.
He really could, actually.
He could have something built for him to fuck.
Damn.
He'd be like, our nation's a top scientist construct a number one fresherizer in all of North. Can you imagine being Kim Jong's fleshlight cleaner?
Oh.
That's your job, dude.
Just has like fucking imperial loads in there.
He can fuck whoever he wants. Kim Jong's the best.
He's a good boy.
He's, but to put it in a real simple term, is basically he has, like, it's a retarded guy, and he's got a gun at South Korea's head.
That makes sense,
and
actually.
It's like, if we hit him at all, he's dumb enough to be like, all right, well, Seoul's gone.
Fuck it.
I killed them. I don't care.
Well, there's probably no world after him. He's like, well, if I die, I'm fucking shit up.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Exactly. I mean, he's actively trying to get nukes.
Dude, he needs to chill.
But in his defense, there's always a part of me that, like, whenever, like, Iran is trying to get nukes,
mm-hmm.
and they will if they don't already, which is bad news for everyone, because these are shitty countries, but they're still, I understand why they would want to have them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like, they're kind of playing, you know, they're kind of players on the stage at some point.
It sounds, again, the gun analogy is stupid, but, like, all right, think of World War II. All of a sudden, just, we're in a big room. Everybody in the room's a country. World War II ends, and one guy is just holding a pistol.
Yeah.
Us with a nuke. Yeah. And it's like, all right, everyone, fucking chill the fuck out. And then Russia, who's also a big guy, is like, well, I want one of those.
Of course.
And we're like, dude, shut the fuck up. Nobody should have one of these. And they're like, all right, well, then drop yours.
We're going to get rid of them, dude.
It's like, no, we're going to hang on to ours. Because we think you're going to get one.
Yeah.
And then Russia builds a gun. Now two people have guns.
Yeah.
And then we're like, all right, well, we got to give our friends guns.
Yep, and everyone
loads
up.
So now all our friends that are on our side have guns.
Jesus Christ.
And then North Korea is just sitting there like just a retard in a corner jerking off by himself. Everyone's like, all right, leave that fucking weirdo. Leave that weirdo alone. Hope
that
to
dude,
Christ that guy
that
never
dude
gets
doesn't
one.
Get guns, dude.
And then he gets all, he's building one right now. He's got a slingshot right now, but
he'll figure it out.
He's building his way
up. He'll figure it out eventually.
They said it'll be within like 5 years.
Fuck.
He'll have intercontinental ballistic missiles, so like he'll be able to hit.
Well, he could reach like LA,
like right now. Yeah, but like by the end of the year or by the end of the next couple of years, he should be able to hit like New York, DC. Should be able to hit wherever he wants.
Jesus Christ.
It's a good guy to have that power. Kim Jong Un. Fat fucking Asian retard.
But he's a wild card, no doubt.
Yeah, thank God we got Trump in the office. Equal wild card, dude.
Exactly, dude. What did he say? He's going to meet him with hell and fury or something?
Fury and fire, dude. Classic Trumpski, dude. Trump's about to fire up the boys, dude.
Who knows? That's insane.
That's, yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a sick way to go out, just everyone dies at once.
The
whole world.
Whenever I die, I hope everyone dies with me.
That's what I'm saying. So if, like, everyone dies at once, it's like...
I'm not missing anything. Fuck it.
Just the whole thing restarts.
Yeah. The only reason I'm staying alive right now is because I don't want to miss a party in, like, 10 years. There's going to be a good one eventually. I'm going to have a good day soon.
Yeah, in about a billion years, the fucking universe collapses back in on itself and explodes. We're right back here. Like, episode 44. I feel like I've been here before. This weird fat Chinese guys are Korean guy. Excuse me.
Yeah, don't be racist. Sorry. Man. Especially not with your future.
Sorry. Well, my black son?
Your black son.
My black son can make fun of Chinese people.
Oh, your black son can.
Dude, I'm going to be in his ear like, dude, say this.
Oh.